let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And it reads, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Amen. That is from the English Standard Version. Exodus 20 and 12, I'll read it again. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. Amen. Amen. God, and a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. We know that in scripture that honoring our mother and our father is not just a suggestion. Amen. We know that it's just not a nice thing to do. Amen. We know that it's not just something that if you feel like honoring your mother and father that you do it. If you just feel it in your soul. I feel like honoring my mother today. I feel like honoring my father on today. Although it should be a thing that is nice to do, and although it is a nice thing to do, the Bible says that it is not just a request. It is one of the commandments. Amen. It is one of the first things that God told the children of Israel that they should do and that they must do and that he has commanded them to do. It was part of their law. Amen. It was part of their legal system. It was part of the thing that he said, if you do this, it has a benefit attached to it. It is actually the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. And what that means is that it's one of the only commandments that says, if you do this, this will be the result. Amen? If you honor your father, if you honor your mother, it will prolong your life. You will have longevity. It will preserve your life. Amen? And you may say, what does honoring my mother and father have to do with my longevity? What does honoring my mother and father, what does that have to do with how long I live on this earth and the quality of my life on this earth? What in the world does that have to do with me? Amen? We have this thought, especially when we get out of the house. Yeah. Amen? Especially when we grow up, and you know when you grow up and you say things, which I've said it. I think every child has said it. I heard my son say it not too long ago. When I get out of this house, I'm going to do this. When I get out of this house, I'm going to do that. Or I can't wait till I grow up and get out of that house. Amen. I've said it. I mean, how many of you can test it that you said it, right? We've all said it. Amen. Especially when you live in a house where you have rules and you have responsibilities. And there are things that you are expected to do. And there's things that you are expected not to do. Amen. Sometimes as a child, the Bible even talks about this. Discipline doesn't feel good in the moment. Right? Discipline doesn't feel good in the moment. When our parents are giving us rules and regulations and things that we should do and things that we can't do, it don't feel good, especially when there's things that you want to do. Amen? And all of your friends are doing it. Right? Even maybe some of your cousins are doing it. And maybe even some of your older siblings have done it. You say, well, they did it. Why can't I do it, right? Discipline doesn't feel fair, and it doesn't feel good in the moment. But how many of you know that if God has given you godly parents, and I wouldn't even say just godly parents, but if God has given you parents that know to do the right thing and want you to do the right thing because they are watching over your life, then you have something good in your life, right? When you have a mother that looks after you, you have a mother that loves you, when you have a mother that takes care of you, when you have a mother that feeds you, when you have a mother that clothes you, when you have a mother that sacrifices her time to take care of you, to raise you in the fear of the Lord, you have a good thing. Amen. Right? Amen. We don't appreciate it as much as we should when we're younger. But how do you know that when you're older, you realize, especially when you have children of your own, you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize what I put my parents parents through. I didn't realize what I put my mom through. I didn't realize how much they had to sacrifice. I didn't realize how much sleep they lost. I didn't realize how much they had to pinch and pull together for money just to buy me shoes, right? You don't realize until you get older and until you become a parent how much it took for your parents to do what they did, amen? And so that is one of the reasons why the Bible says honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long upon this earth and that you should inherit the land that I'm giving you. So what is honor? That's the question. Because like any other word, like any other term, when we overuse it, it loses its authority, or it, I won't say it loses its authority, but we tend to use words so much that it loses the essence of the word. It's like the word love. The word love is a powerful love. It's probably the most powerful thing that you can encounter, right? But we say we love everything from our spouse to pizza, right? I love my spouse, but I also love pizza. I love my children, but I also love watching basketball, right? So sometimes we have a tendency to just throw words around and they lose their essence because of how often we use those terms. And we do the same thing with the word honor, right? But I want to give you a definition of what it means to honor someone. Honor is a high respect for something. It is probably the highest respect for something. It is to, and this is the one that really stuck out to me when I was doing my study on the word honor. It said it is to fulfill an obligation. To honor something is to fulfill an obligation. That means there is something that you have been required to do, and when you show honor to something, that means you fulfill the thing that you're expected to do. That means I expect you to do this, and you follow through on doing that very thing. Mm-hmm. When you honor something, that means that you meet it at its highest level, not halfway. So if I say I'm going to honor my bills, that means I don't pay just 20% of my bills. That means I pay my total bill. Yeah. If I say I'm going to honor God through tithing, that means I give the 10%. Not 2%, right? If I say I'm going to honor my children, that means I don't just take care of them when I feel like it. I take care of them even when I don't feel like it. When I honor my children, that means that I love them even when they don't do exactly everything that I want them to do all the time. I honor them because that's the right thing to do, right? When I honor my wife, that means I love her 24/7. Not even when we have an argument, even when we have a disagreement, even when we might not agree on certain things, right? I still honor her, right, to the full degree, because that's what I'm supposed to do. That is my obligation. And so when we're talking about honoring something, we're talking about having the highest respect for it. That means that above all things, I respect this thing. I hold it in high regard, right? That means that there's nothing else more important than this thing at the time, right? So when the Bible tells us to honor our father and mother, what it's telling us to do is to hide them in the highest esteem. Above anything else in your life, you should show respect and honor toward this thing. But it also means to fulfill an obligation. So we have to really dig into the text to find out what does it mean to honor your father and mother, and what does it mean to fulfill an obligation. That means that as your mother raises you, as they train you up in a way that you should go, there has to be something that you have to fulfill. There's something that you must fulfill in your life. Proverbs 22:6 reads it this way. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And you know, I've read these scriptures over and over again, and I never made the connection, Elder Jerry, between Exodus 20:12 and Proverbs 22:6. The Bible says that for parents, your obligation is to train up your children in the right way, the way that they should go. Right? That's the responsibility of a parent. That is the responsibility of the mother. That is the responsibility of the father. Our job as parents are to raise our children up in the fear of the Lord and to point them in the right direction. Now, what it doesn't mean that we decide their destiny. It doesn't mean that we decide what they should do and what occupation they should have and who they should marry and, you know, where they should live. We as parents, we don't get to make those choices, right? But what it does mean is we have an obligation to point them in the right direction. There's a scripture in Proverbs, I believe, that says that children are like the arrows in a man's hand, and that his job is to shoot them forth, to pull them back. And I think I did a lesson on this. His job is to pull that string back, and then when it gets enough tension on it, to release that arrow in the right direction with the intention to hit the right target. Right? So when the Bible tells us that children are like arrows in the hands of a man, that means that sometimes we have to pull them back for the things that are not good for them, but to release them forward in the things that they're intended to do, into the places that God has called them. That is what we should do as parents. So what does that have to do with Exodus 20 and 12? What does that have to do with honoring your father and your mother, particularly on this day, our mothers? How do we honor our mothers? Well, we can get flowers. We can get gifts. We can get gift cards. We can get chocolate. We can take them out to dinner. We can do all these nice things. Those things are nice. And it is also nice to, you know, find out what they like, and you purchase these things, you take them places. All these things are great. But let me tell you what I've learned. The best way to honor your mother is to live out the principles, to live out the ways that she has trained you up to live out. Amen. To live in such a way that brings her honor. Yeah. To live in such a way that brings the home respect. To live in such a way that brings the name of the family respect. I tell you what, when every time I make some type of accomplishment in my life, now I will buy my mom gifts. I will buy my mom gifts, and it's hard to buy my mom gifts sometimes because, you know, I know what she likes, but, you know, sometimes her taste changes, right? So I'm just like, well, what do I need to get my mom this year? What do I need to get my mom another year? Even with my wife, she'll tell me, she'll tell you a little thing. She said, I'll tell you exactly what I want, right? And you just pay attention and get it, and you'll be all right.
But you don't.
I'm working on it, y'all. I'm getting better. I'm trying. I think I did pretty good today. But when we're talking about honoring mothers, what I have learned over time, when I live the way that she raised me, when I treat people right, when I go after my dreams, when I accomplish those dreams, when I make something of myself, so to speak, when I live a life of integrity, when I live my life in such a way that reminds her of what she taught me. You see, the Proverbs has many scriptures that says, that admonishes the child and tells the child, listen to the words of your mother. Listen to the teachings of your father. Do this. Always in the book of Proverbs and Psalms is always telling you to pay attention to what your parents are telling you. Right? It's always admonishing this son or this daughter to listen to their parents, to remember their teachings, to remember how they're raised. And when you grow up and you do those things and you live that life, that is the perfect honor for the parent. Because you know why? The parent can sit back and say, I did what God told me to do, and I see the fruit in the life of my child. Now, that doesn't mean that as a child you're always going to be perfect. We all have made mistakes. We all have missed the mark. We've all have had a rebellious season. We've done our own thing. You know how we do, right? But the interesting thing about Psalms 22 and 6, it says, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I don't think that necessarily means that you won't make mistakes and that you won't get detoured. But what it does mean is that eventually you will get back on track and you will fulfill the obligation of what God has called you to do. You've got to understand that when God gives a mother a child, that mother is partially responsible for how that child turns out. That mother is, notice I said partially responsible for how that child turns out. Not all things, because some, you know, when they reach that age of accountability, then they have to, you know, then they're responsible for their own actions. But there's partial, the mother has partial responsibility. And this is why the Bible says that when the angel came to Mary, it says that, Hail Mary, for God has found favor with you. He says, you will be, God, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive a child, and you should call his name Emmanuel. After all these, after this conversation that she had with this angel, it says that Mary began to ponder all of these things that God had told her concerning this child. Because you got to understand, she wasn't carrying just a normal child. She was carrying the Messiah. Think about the responsibility that Mary had. Think about the pressure that Mary had. It wasn't that she just had to raise a good child. She had to raise the Savior of the world. Amen. Talk about pressure. Right? But it says that she pondered these things in her heart. That means she thought about these things. And she thought very long. She meditated on these things and says, how should I raise this child? And I'm sure she understood she was going to need some help raising this child, because this child was not going to be your average child. But it says that she pondered these things in her heart. And if I could speak for Mary, I believe she would say, Lord, what is my responsibility? What is it that I am to do? And how should I raise this child in such a way that when he is older, he will not depart from me? That was her responsibility. Psalms 1, 27 and 3 reads, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb. One of the things I always say about parents, and about particularly my mother and my father, is that I thank God that I grew up with a godly heritage. What I mean by that is I'm glad that I learned how to listen to God. You know, my parents weren't perfect, but one thing they did tell me how to do was to pray. Yeah. I learned how to pray, and I learned how to hear the voice of God. Yeah. And that was the heritage. That was part of my spiritual heritage that I now walk in today. So had I not heard my mother praying in the closet, had I not heard my father praying in the kitchen, had I not heard them speaking in tongues, walking the floor all night, every night when I was sick, had I not known or heard those things or experienced those things in the home, I would not know how to do that with my children today. Because I can tell you that when my children get sick, I walk the floors now. I pray now. I make sure that I practice the heritage by which has been passed down to me. So children are a heritage. That means there are things that we should pass down to our children. There are things that should naturally flow from one generation to the next generation. That is what you call a heritage, right? It says that children are a heritage from the Lord. They are the fruit of the mother's womb. What does that mean? Well, if you think about fruit, it is the thing that hangs on limbs and, you know, off of a tree. And what happens if a piece of fruit that is not fully developed is cut off from the tree, cut off from the vine? It will quickly die, right? If it doesn't reach its full maturity, if it's just growing, the moment that fruit is disconnected from the tree, disconnected from the vine, then it loses its nutrients, it loses its source. So this is one reason why the Bible says, honor your father, honor your mother. Keep that connection to the vine, because it maintains the nutrients that comes in and keeps you alive. Amen. Did y'all hear what I just said? This is why we should honor our mother. This is why we should honor our father, because there's nutrients that flows through their veins. There's nutrients that flows through them that helps you come to the place of maturity. This is why that when you are in your mother's home and you're growing up and you're young, this is why you should not cut yourself off early before you leave the house, because you still receive the nutrients that you need so that you can fully develop. This is even why in some cases, my daughter that's with us today, she's 20 years old, but there's still, and she's a woman now, but there's still things that we can provide nutrients in her life. There's still advice that we can give her. There's still information that we can give her. And she has not cut herself off just because she's grown and said, well, I'm 20 now, I ain't gonna listen to y'all no more, I'm gonna do my thing. No, she has not. She's still staying connected. Why? Because there's still nutrients that we can provide to her. She's still growing into a woman. She's still developing. There's things she's still got to learn, so she stays connected to us so that she fully develops into everything that God has called, created, and commissioned her to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So because we are the fruit of our parents, of our mother's womb, it's good to keep the connection, because I believe even at 40 years old, I believe that there's still some nutrients my mom can give me. And I'm not going to cut myself off from the tree. I'm going to honor her. I'm going to fulfill the obligation. I'm going to walk in the path that she has set. I'm going to go in the direction that they have released me into. And the Holy Spirit will carry me. The wind of the Holy Spirit will carry me to the right direction. And I am declaring, and I believe that I will hit my target.
Amen.
But if I dishonor her, then it's, well, I would say if I dishonor her, it causes my arrow to get a little shaky. Right? It might cause me to miss my mark. The Bible even says in the New Testament, it says, honor all men. So even when we dishonor our brother and our sister, then it interrupts God's purpose and God's will for our life. Because honor, the blessing of God follows honor. Did y'all hear what I said? The blessing of the Lord follows honor. God looks for honor. He says, where do I see honor? And that's where he points his blessing. So when we honor our mother and we hold her in high esteem and respect, and let me say this. Remember, this is a commandment in Exodus. So again, this is not a nice thing to do for God. This is an expectation as a believer. This is an expectation from God. And the hardest thing to do, this is not my testimony, but one of the hardest things to do is to honor someone that you feel is not honorable. Maybe you didn't have the perfect mother. Maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your mother. Maybe the relationship has been strained. Maybe there were some things that she didn't do very well. Maybe there's some mistakes that she's made in her past and maybe in her present. But let me explain something to you. Honoring your mother has less to do with her and more to do with God. Honoring your mother has more to do with God than it has to do with the person. By Psalms 139:13 says, For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. If you don't honor your mother for anything else, and if your mom, your mother, did not do anything else for you, if she didn't do anything else for you, God chose her womb to be the place by which you were knitted together. I want y'all to hear me again. God chose her womb to be the place by which he knitted you together. Think about that. Honor that. God, she ain't perfect, but her womb was good enough to carry me. I'm going to say it again. Maybe your mother wasn't perfect, but her womb was good enough to carry you into this world. And so because of that reason, that is why we show honor and respect. There were some who didn't make it. But it was something about your mother's womb that allowed you to grow and for God to make you, or to develop you, or to knit you together, to make you who you are, and to bring you into this world. So I encourage you today, honor your mother, not just on today. Don't let this just be a one day thing, right? And when we say honor, I thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the presents. Thank you for the dinner. Thank you for letting me relax. Thank you for letting the mothers relax. But most of all, examine your life. Look back over your life and say, God, am I living out the life that I was raised to live out? Proverbs 22:6 again says, train up a child in the way that he should go. Am I going in the way that my mother trained and raised? If it was good. I'm not saying that, you know, we all have things in our families that weren't so good. You know, you hear people say, you know, chew the meat, spit out the bones, you know, take in the good, filter out the bad. You don't take everything that comes through your parents, right? But, you know, I got some things that I don't want to pass down to my kids, some habits, some things, right, that I don't want to pass down to my children. But I also got some good stuff in me that I want to pass down. And moms have some good stuff in them that they can pass down. And when we receive those things that our mothers passed down, and we walk in them and we pass it down to the next generation, you know what you're doing when you pass down those good things? You're maintaining that heritage and you're honoring your mother. When you pass down those good things, you're showing honor and high respect. Because what you're saying is what you, I believe that what you gave me was so good, I'm going to pass it down to mine. And that is showing respect and honor for your mother. What is your obligation? Are you fulfilling that obligation? Are you giving that high respect to our mothers on today? So mothers, I want to let you know, we honor you on today. We respect you on today. We value you. We love you. Thank you for going. Thank you for dealing with us for 9 months and 18 years. And more. My mama still deal with me sometimes. I'm 40, right? But thank you, moms, for putting up with us. Amen. Thank you, moms, for seeing more in us than what we can see in the moment. Thank you, moms, for believing in us even when we didn't believe in ourselves. Thank you, moms, for laying your hands on us and praying for us when we were sick. Thank you, moms, for working 2 or 3 jobs just to make sure that we had food and clothes and shelter. When I met my wife, I was so impressed with her because she was working, I think, 2-3 jobs when I met her. She was working 3 jobs when we met. 3 jobs. And her children didn't go without. Never went without. And I was just a bonus to add to it. Right? Because she didn't need a hard working man to come in and rescue her. I know this is going down a little path, but she didn't need no knight in shining armor to come in and rescue her. She was her own Wonder Woman. So she was working it by herself. She was doing her thing. Amen. And again, I was just a bonus. Amen. Right? Amen. She was being a mother.
Yeah.
She was doing what she could do and letting God do the rest. Amen.
Amen?
Amen. So this is why we honor you all today, mothers, because we can't ever repay what you have done and what you have given to us. You have given us literally life. Amen. You have literally birthed us into this world. And so for that, we respect you, we honor you, and we love you all today. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for all the mothers that are represented here today, and even, God, those mothers that are represented watching via Facebook, social media, Lord. Lord God, this is the day that we have set aside to honor them, to show them honor, God. For God, you chose the woman, the womb, by which we would be knitted together, God. And God, you chose the woman, the womb, that was meant for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the 9 months that she carried us, Lord God. We thank you for the late nights, the sweats, the pains, everything that she had to go through to bring us into this world. God, we thank you for the late nights when we were sick and she gave us the medicine that we needed. We thank you for the two or three jobs that she worked to keep us sustained and maintained. And we even thank you today for the prayers that she continues to pray for all of us. I pray, God, that you would bless every mother that is represented here today, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would give unto them abundantly, Lord God, above all that they could ever imagine or think. I pray that you will reward them, God, for the sacrifices that they made, God. We will truly never know all the sacrifices that our mothers have made on our behalf, God. But I pray, God, that you would see the sacrifice and that you would offer repayment, God, a hundredfold return for everything that they have sacrificed, God. Redeem the time, God. So many mothers have given up their dreams. So many mothers have given up their aspirations. So many mothers have sacrificed what they wanted to do. Not because they had children, but because they chose to raise their children. And so God, because they fulfilled their obligation as a mother, I pray, God, that you would bless them, increase them, reward them. Let this day be a blessing unto them. Let this be the day that they know that they are appreciated. We appreciate them, God. And for those, God, who may not have mothers that are here in the earth, God, I pray that you would comfort them, Lord. Maybe their mother has gone on to be with you, Lord. I pray that you will comfort them and help them to remember the great times. Help them to remember the life lessons. Help them to remember the ways that their mother taught them that they should go in, and help them to honor her by walking in those ways, God. I pray even for those mothers who had children who may have passed on, maybe they miscarried, or maybe their child was taken away from them. Maybe something interrupted their motherhood and that child. I pray, God, that you will give them comfort, God, and let them take joy in being chosen by you to bring a person, a man or woman, into this earth, God. Let them take honor. Let them stand in honor and high respect on today to know that even though their child may no longer be with them, that for a season of time, God, you gave them the responsibility and the opportunity to bring a child, your child, into this earth, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. We thank you for the Savior of the world. We thank you that even at his death, even minutes before his death, he took time to recognize his mother. For he said to his disciples, to his brother, "Behold your mother, and mother, behold your son." We thank you that even Jesus took time, even on the cross, to honor his mother. And because he took time, even in his impending death, to honor his mother, we will honor them all today. And Lord God, I pray that if there's someone that does not know you, who does not know you, has not made you as their Lord and Savior, I pray that in some way this word has encouraged them. And I pray that in some way that it has pointed back to you, Jesus. For everybody, we all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And we know that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I pray today, Lord God, that you would touch the hearts of those who may not know you and let them know that you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe in you, him, would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. For you sent your Son into the world not to condemn the world, but through you the world might be saved. And even on today, if they would confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, and if they would believe in their heart that you have raised them from the dead, the Bible says that they shall be saved. So, Lord God, if there's one today, I pray that you would lead them to that place, God. And if that is you on today, I pray that you would, I ask that you would pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that God has raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make me over again. Blot out my sins in my former life. And make me a new person. I receive the free gift of your sacrifice, of your salvation. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I give you glory. I give you honor. For it's in your name I pray. Amen.